This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
But my morning is about to become complete because my brother from another mother, Jimmy Failla, my man, host of Fox Across America. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey, girl, the Zeoli Navy has sailed in to the harbor. Good to be here.
You are the captain of the Zeoli Navy. I love it. All the way from New York. I appreciate it.
Listen to me, man. I really thought about this because you have the Zeoli Army that I rightfully would want to be in the Navy, because hanging out at Fox News, whenever you listen to the guys tell stories, the Navy guys have all the best stories. Like the Army guys, Zeoli, are like, we're in a field. We're surrounded by mortar fire. The Navy guys are like, we're in a bar, we're surrounded by strippers, you know. All of their stories begin the same way. They're the better ones. I'm not equipped. You guys are the field. You guys are saving the country. I'm saving the bars. That's my commitment to this enterprise.
You're keeping the ports of call safe for all of us, for everybody.
Especially the
working girls, if you know what I mean.
Thank you. Not all, what do they say? Not all heroes wear pants.
Capes, but pants in this time of yes. Jimmy's show, of course, 12 to 3 every day on Fox News Radio, Fox Across America. It's a new show. It's doing great. You are you're one of the pioneers in this new talk radio stuff that we're doing, my friend. So I'm happy about that. What do you talk about, by the way, if you're not do you do just nonstop COVID-19 or do you talk?
No.
Can you talk about other things?
Let me jump in here first. The whole purpose of my show is it's very empowering, because everybody who listens to it leaves it believing they too could host a national talk show. Like that's my contribution. They hear me for 3 hours a day and they're like, oh, I got this, son. I got a show. And they just go get one. I mean, that's really what I'm doing. But we started like you, very corona heavy. And I was in like full blown like Oprah mode, you know, the whole we're all in this together and ultimate team sport, humanity against the coronavirus. But I think we've just hit like peak exhaustion, because I can tell you here in New York, nobody cares anymore. And we're going through something we went through post 9/11, where if you were in New York after September 11th, which was horrific, there was a legitimate 3 weeks where everyone was nice to each other. I saw something I had never seen on the West Side Highway 2 days after September 11th. A guy put his blinker on when he was changing lanes. And I had never seen it. Zeoli, I had never seen that. You know the way New York works is you signal after you've already made it into the
right,
next lane.
Right, and giving you the finger. And you drove a cab back then, right? So you were driving a cab. You saw everything.
Everything. Well, that's what I always love about morning radio. It's my favorite thing. This is where I'm so jealous of your time slot. It reminds me of back when I was driving a cab at this hour, the first five people of the day you pick up, you're taking to Duane Reade drugstores because of something they did the night before. So I'd basically be like, people would be getting out of my cab and I could just tell from looking at them, I'd be like, oh, that's aisle two, man. Yeah, thanks. Have a good day.
Right.
Good luck with that. Just slam that cranberry juice and get off to work. You'll be fine, sir. You might want
to
wipe
some of that glitter right into your cab.
Yeah, well, you might want to wipe some of that glitter off your face before you go home to the missus, sir. But yeah, New York, we had a kumbaya thing post 9/11 where everybody loved each other and they were pals. But we just, you know, we hit like a peak, with that effort. And it's going on now, too. Like if you're online, if you're on Twitter, you're on social media, you know, any of those places, everyone in New York is hammering all these protesters in the middle of the country, Michigan, Wisconsin, you know, look at these hillbillies, they won't stay in the house. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, like our parks and beaches have like literally looks like Woodstock. You have to crowd surf to get through Central Park right now.
See?
So they're not exactly adhering. Yes, packed. They're not adhering to anything they're yelling at anyone else for.
Well, your mayor, who I think is a class A jerk, this guy now has threatened to put fencing up around the beaches of New York to make it look like Normandy in 1940. What the hell is that about?
Well, listen, I mean, what would be one more piece of debris on the beaches of New York City, if we're being honest?
You know? I mean, don't you agree we should all take a dip in the East River just to kind of cleanse our, build up our immune system again?
I laughed. My dad used to drive all the way to Carlisle, Pennsylvania to go to those auto parts swap meets. I'm like, Dad, just go to Coney Island. I get you a fender for a 71 Bonneville. It's right there by the, dock. But, de Blasio really is the worst human being I know. He's the worst kind of human being is what I would say. Like, he, you know, in New York City right now, he's polling 3 points behind ISIS. Like, it's within the margin of error. But
you've had ISIS in your cab, so you know what they're like.
What are you talking about? You watch your mouth. I might be in him. I drove a cab. You don't know. But no, he is the worst. He's the worst. And I feel for you on that, you know, because his decisions affect everybody. But are you referring to what he announced yesterday, which was we're going to close the New York City beaches this weekend, but we're going to send them out to other surrounding beaches. We expect other people to take them. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Dude, madness. So yesterday on the cover of the Post, right? You know what it is? Other news regions can only keep up with so much idiocy. You know, like, he's churning it out quicker than everybody else can keep up with it. So yesterday he announced that New York City beaches are going to be closed for Memorial Day weekend, but he expects all the surrounding counties to accept New Yorkers so they can go to the beach.
Like they're refugees? Yeah. Is that what it is? Seeking asylum at their beaches?
Yes, and he's like, I don't want this, you know, I don't want hate to keep these people from going to the beach. I'm like, dude, then just open the beach. But he's a dope. He really is a dopey guy. And, you know, part of the reason everyone's so frustrated here and they've stopped listening is because it's been so inconsistent, man. Like you think about the mask thing, man. Like, you know, 2 months ago, they were telling us the mask didn't matter, as you know. And now if you walk out the door without a mask, they will tase you, right? Like in front of your house.
Right.
It isn't a big deal to me. I've paid women a lot of money to tase me through the years. But I'm just saying,
it's
for the average person, yeah. Thank you. What do they say, Rich? Don't yuck my yum.
do they say that? Is that what they're saying in New York now these days,
yes.
Jimmy?
We're going soft. I don't know. Don't hold me to that quote. I stood by most of this interview. Now we're getting a little dicey, but it's always nice to talk to you.
It's always nice to talk to you. Jimmy Failla is with me. He's the host of Fox Across America, 12 to 3 every day on Fox News Radio. Now, you've got a great story. I mean, you started out driving a cab. You're a comedian. Then you became the head writer for Kennedy's show on Fox Business. And one of the greatest bits you ever did, that you ever came up with, even just the title makes me laugh. Fake news or Florida?
Oh, man. it is the hardest game you'll ever play, by the way. It's the only game show, Rich, that's guaranteed to raise your self-esteem even if you lose because of all the Florida stories you cover. But it's an impossible game. I didn't know they even knew about it. I love that. I love that you love. Come on. We really are like, we have a kindred spirit going on here.
I said you're like my alter ego.
So bad. I'm like, you know what I am? Because you're the cuter version of us. So I'm like the stunt double version of Rich Zeoli. Like in the movie of your life, I come in when you're like dangling from the side of the building. And then they put you back in for like the on the ground scenes. I get what this is.
Is this the earliest you've woken up in years? I mean, your show's at noon, so I'm just wondering, you know, what the hell are you doing up so early?
Dude, I love the vote of confidence you've given me in that you don't think I'm just getting home. Like, God love you for that.
I do know that last time we tried to hang out together in New York, we went out for drinks, and you had to leave to go write for the Kennedy show. You know, you had to go write for your big TV show, your national TV show. But now you're a radio schlub like the rest of us, so really there's no excuses anymore.
I just gotta hang now. Listen. I like, this is why radio really does rule. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who've seen us do both. It's because we really can just have these conversations. TV is very much like a sweatshop of stories. It's just, you know, like three people on a panel, you each talk for 30 seconds. When we come back, three more people on a panel talk for 30 seconds. There's not enough. We're just churning and burning through subject matter. We really do need to slow down, you know? And that's what I like about radio is you could hang out and talk to people. It's like, I've been having congressmen on for months now, and we've just been debating what the best Rocky movie is. And it's stupid, but it's like such a better way to talk to these people than to hear them yell at each other all day, you know?
By the way, there's nothing stupid about that at all. And I'm assuming the answer is Rocky IV.
Yo, because we're the same in that age group. Yes, we grew up in the Cold War, so everyone thinks that. Like the Matt Gaetzes of the world, like the younger congressmen think that. But the guys that have been around longer than us think it's Rocky I. There's a lot of Rocky I. I've probably polled 30 congressmen. We probably have like 18 Rocky I's, a couple of Rocky IVs. I'm not going to embarrass the guy who said Rocky V, but we banned him from the show.
I was going to say he should be removed from Congress. I can't believe that guy's legislating on our behalf.
He's going to be impeached.
The Kensington fight scene with Tommy Gunn, right? I mean, no, yeah. that's not acceptable in any society.
Funny.
But I guess the question is, if you left Rocky out of it, would Rocky IV be unanimous? I would think so, right?
I feel like it has to be, although I will say this. The debate was started by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who loves Rocky III, because he worked in a movie theater in the summer of 1983, and he watched it so many times. He was obsessed with, like, don't forget, you got Mr. T, you got Thunderlip. And Rocky III, can I say this? And I mean this. This is a serious statement. Rocky III is really emblematic of how far we've come in this country on race. I know this is a nervous subject for people, but it's not. Like, I really mean this. It's like, when you think of where we were as a country in Rocky III, okay, the idea of Mr. T telling Adrian he wanted to hook up with her killed Mickey. Think about it. It was enough to kill Mickey in 1983. just the idea
spoiler
that a man
alert.
Could even suggest that. Yeah, thank you. And it kills him. And now here we are all these years later. It wouldn't be a big deal at all to any of us, nor should it be. So I think it's kind of, you know, I think it's like a watershed moment. But I think you're right, Zioli. I think it's four. I think it has to be 401. I mean, the whole fight in the Russians thing.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, it's really the original Russian collusion, Rocky IV, if you think about it, right?
That's so funny.
I mean, when is Adam Schiff going to start investigating? I mean, Jimmy Failla, let me ask you this, too. I mean, you got time, by the way? You got a couple minutes? I don't want to keep you.
This is the only Navy. We don't go anywhere. We're just always in port. We just hang out.
Are you moored? Is the ship moored today? Is that what it is?
All right, with the big words now. I can't keep up with this. I was promised a reasonable level of vocabulary.
Since you're a guy who's into entertainment, what are they going to do with all the fact that they're not making movies now? They're not making TV shows. I saw somebody say today that the Blacklist, they actually did an animated version of the last finale of the season because they never shot it. So what the hell is going to happen if they can't make movies and they can't make TV shows again?
What I think they should do is bring back drive-in movies. You know, because there's going to be a lot of retail space that isn't being used anyway. So you might get a situation where, you know, you pave some of that stuff and go old school. Do you remember? I mean, I went to drive-in movies as a kid. They were amazing. Like, my son Lincoln is always blown away because he's, you know, he likes to sneak candy into the movie theaters. You know, it's $62.80 for a box of Milk Duds, you know. But he gets such a thrill out of sneaking candy into the movie theaters. I'm like, Lincoln, in my day, we snuck people into the movies. Like, we were like border crossers because at the drive-in, they would count heads in the car. You have people in the trunk. Somebody's under a blanket. We were the original ICE raid victims. They'd come to my 76 Ford LTD wagon and put down the hatchback and be like, I got three people in there. You haven't lived, so you've been hit in the face with a flashlight at the age of three.
Jimmy Failla, my man, you got to come back and hang out with us more. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I really appreciate it. You're going to go back to bed, take a little nap before the show at noon?
Stop it. I'll be up and running, and you come back and do my show, too. The last time you were on, you did so good that my producers promised to turn our mics on next time. So that was very thoughtful
of them, very considerate. Well, we'll do a show swap, like a wife swap. Why don't we do that?
Oh, girl. Now you're speaking my language. Are we still on the air? Are you charging me?
No. Greg dumped us a long time ago. This is
You're the best.
Tune in to Jimmy today, 12 to 3, Fox Across America. Thanks, my man. Love you. We'll talk soon.
Love you, buddy. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.